How about we do a 10-minute break? We'll come back. A couple of housekeeping issues here, Matt. Executive officer report.
Thank you. Couple of things. First of all, I'm sad to say that Elizabeth Barrett, our attorney, is going to be moving on to be the attorney at Region 6. So today is Elizabeth's last board meeting with us here at the North Coast Region. She will be staying on for the Russian River TMDL. So we'll be able, we'll likely see her this summer and then again towards the end of the year when the Russian River TMDL.
From my point of view, I haven't seen Elizabeth in a year and a half. So I hope they give you a table at that other region where people can see you.
That's good.
Matt, I'm
they give her part of the deal was if she would switch as she gets visibility.
This is going to make no sense to somebody who's listening to the audio in the future, but that's okay.
I think I'm starting to take up issue with Region 6, though, because this is our second
attorney. They stole Kim Niemeyer,
went
to Region
6. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we train them well, and then they go off and do good things for the rest of the state.
That's why they're leaving.
It's simple. Yeah, it's simple.
Mr. Chair, I propose a motion that we cut a plexiglass window in the side of the wall there.
Done.
Okay.
Nice. Couple of updates. There have been a standing request by board members to provide updates on our cannabis enrollment numbers. So I handed out to you a memo from Kaysen Grady, the new supervisor of our cannabis regulatory unit. That's the latest enrollment numbers. Looking down at the bottom of the table, we're up to just shy of 1,500 enrollments. That's between both enrollments directly with the regional board and enrollments through the third-party programs. Up from the last time I updated you in mid-December from 1,300 enrollments. So we're, you know, steadily increasing our enrollments. Clearly there's a lot more to go. There's this table that breaks it down by county and by tier. If you have any questions about that now or in the future, feel free to just contact me.
Matt, how many third-party programs are certified?
Still just four.
Any down here?
None. Basically no change since the last time I updated you with the details about that. We've really been putting, so this kind of gets to the next piece of this report, which is our staffing. We've really had to put our effort in to hiring the new staff, and so we just haven't had the time to put into reviewing third-party applications. That's a priority of Josh Curtis and Kaysen's, and so once we're fully staffed, they'll be turning to get more third parties approved, hopefully.
How many applications can you tell have come in for that?
Boy,
you know,
I forget. I think there may be six or so that are kind of in a pile, waiting to get.
Well, just the thought that with 1,497 enrollments here, with both self-enrolled and third party, I imagine that's a small fraction of the whole. And third parties seem to me to be a piece of the puzzle that could fill that pipe.
Yeah.
You know that. I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so just from the breakdown, you can see that directly enrollments directly with the regional board, about, you know, 900, and through third parties, about 600. So clearly they're a huge part of getting enrollments.
So what's the estimate of the number of grows in the region?
You know, the estimates vary, but I've heard anywhere from 20 to up to 50,000 individual. Now, those are grow sites, and sometimes there's more than one grow site on a given parcel. And for enrollment, it's by the parcel, not the grow site. But we're still a drop in the bucket in terms of the total number of potential enrollees in the North Coast region. We continue to do our enrollment enforcement efforts, where these targeted mailers to individual watersheds. And so we've just issued the third round of enrollment enforcement letters in Trinity County. And we, after the first two enrollment enforcement initiatives, we definitely saw an uptick in enrollment. So they're definitely working.
So, Matt, I just follow up on that. I guess I'm surprised, being that your center of activity is right here in Santa Rosa, that Sonoma County is so low. Is that a reflection that you haven't sent out letters here and haven't focused efforts? Because the more outlying, you know, I can expect in Siskiyou and Del Norte County, being far away, take a while to get your feet under you. But close to home here, just surprised me that number is so low.
Yeah, so there's a couple of reasons for that. One is that we don't have a third-party program yet in Sonoma County. The other is that the county ordinances are really creating an incentive for people to enroll, and we're going to have a whole item just on that topic at board members' request at the March board meeting, a discussion about the different county cannabis ordinances and the nexus with our order. But what we see is that in Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino counties, which have existing ordinances or draft ordinances that are in place, that require enrollment in our permit in order to be compliant with their ordinance, we get an uptick. Sonoma County has a draft ordinance and has that same requirement. Once it's adopted, we anticipate that there will be an increase in enrollments in Sonoma County.
Do we have, I know the Times Standard has reported 2,300 applications in Humboldt County, and I know the planning department was completely overwhelmed, even though they got staff, but it would strike me that would be a great letter-rich environment to send a reminder letter. Oh, by the way, as you know, under the county ordinance, you got to certify with water quality, and they would have addresses that for their permits, mm-hmm. that would be pretty hard to argue you're not there when you're applying from a permit from there to grow, just as a real efficient way to.
Yep, no, it's a great suggestion.
And that'd be true of other counties. I mean, I just happen to live in Humboldt, so I know more there.
I thought it was interesting. So of the number in Trinity County, we've only had like 47 people apply for the license with that number of people actually enrolling in the water quality program. I think it's a matter of money. So they hit the county and they go, $5,000, and we lose them.
Mm-hmm. Is that what the county charges?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$5,000.
$1,000 goes toward the general plan update, our 1982 general plan, and the other $4,000 goes into enforcement and just running the program. Another question. I noticed that last time Trinity actually had a tier one, and now we don't have one. So I could check with Kaysen on what happened to that one.
No, that's under the third party, but Trinity County through the water board enrollment, there's 61.
Tier three. We had a tier three last time, and I'll just check what happened to that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Check.
So another thing that you were talking about, the getting people to apply for the jobs, I've contacted like five people I know that I thought would be good, mm-hmm. and they won't apply because they view it as a personal safety risk. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do anything that's going to put them out there with the growers, and so that five people wouldn't apply. So mm-hmm. I think it may be one of our hiring barriers.
Well, I think we're going through the hiring process now. It took quite a number of months to get the request, what's called the request for personnel actions, through the Division of Administrative Services at State Board. For all of the vacant positions, the window to apply has closed, and we're in for the different positions at various stages of reviewing applications. We're holding interviews this week, my hope is that by the end of March that the five new positions will be fully staffed. So the first position that we filled that I announced earlier was the new senior position that Mr. Grady got.
So for going out for enforcement, have we thought of co-sharing people with Central Valley's Reading office? Because it would be easier for us to send somebody out of the Reading office for Modoc, Siskiyou, Trinity than shipping somebody out from Santa Rosa.
We're already doing it.
Oh,
we're already doing it. Yeah, I mean, so there's the coordination between our office and Region 5 and Department of Fish and Wildlife. They have their WET program, the Watershed Enforcement Team. And so Fish and Wildlife identifies those sites. We do a vetting of them based on safety concerns. And then there's those inspections are done collaboratively between the regional boards and Department of Fish and Wildlife and law enforcement. And so we've attended site inspections in Region 5, and Region 5 staff have attended site inspections in Region 1.
They do them for us?
I'm not sure whether there have been any where there were no regional board staff. I mean, North Coast regional board staff attending in a North Coast region inspection. I'm not sure about that. If you're interested, I can follow up.
Oh,
it's certainly from a cross-training standpoint been really helpful to have both regions seeing the same things, kind of calibrating of what's a violation and what's not. But moving forward, we definitely want to optimize staffing.
Because Santa Rosa is a long way to drive up if you have to go to Siskiyou.
It is, yep. There's been, it's a topic for another day, but there's definitely been increased interest in having a northern satellite office, which for our region, which would be a big deal. Lots of logistics to figure out, but that is definitely a possibility.
Oh, good.
I just want to encourage that. I know it goes back quite a era of time, but for a while we had unanimous board support to set up a northern office, and there were sites available and it was very far along and then got nixed for a whole bunch of reasons that aren't replicatable or wouldn't be a future problem. And it just makes sense even on silvicultural matters if someone's got to drive up from here versus your number one timber producing counties are a little closer.
Yeah, so we'll be looking renewed look at that.
But also especially on marijuana as well. So I think that's a great idea. And then of course you got to open the road, so we can that's a shortcut, you know, for you folks. But you know, board member, you know, Canada's assured me that she has full.
Put a bridge across that river.
So a couple other items related to our cannabis program. I will be attending Cal Forest's annual meeting that they hold every year in Napa area, and they have a panel that I'll be sitting on that's addressing marijuana legalization, regulation, and impacts. So that's March 2nd, and so at the March 8th board meeting, I can report on how that goes. Also, Steve Moore didn't mention it in his update, but it's probably just because it's a little bit further off in the horizon. But the State Water Board is developing a statewide cannabis order, a general order. As he indicated with regard to the winery general order, the intention is to have it be value added from the current regional orders and potentially supersede our permit. So we are working really closely with State Board staff to ensure that the things that we believe strongly in our cannabis order, that they be included in a statewide order if indeed the statewide one does supersede our regional order. So there's still lots of work to be done on that, but I'll report back to you on the status of that as time goes on.
So if they're working on it, I know that the inconsistency that we're fighting with is how the grow sites are measured, canopy versus cultivation area, and that just really, having those two things out of sync at the state level and the region level is causing problems, at least at the county level.
Yeah, well, that's
so that'd be nice if that got synced up.
Okay, good. And by you mean at the state level, you mean with MRSA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Alma?
Uh-huh. There was mention in the last item about the ISRP report that the Sonoma County Water Agency has a draft environmental impact report out now on the fish habitat flows and water rights project. And I just wanted to make sure you knew that our staff are reviewing that very closely. We are going to be submitting a joint comment letter with State Board's Division of Water Rights, and I've already provided a draft of the letter to our now chair and our vice our previous chair, and to get their input on the draft letter. The deadline for submitting those comments have been extended to I'm forgetting right now. I think it's mid-March sometime. Unless there's any questions on that, the only other item was to make sure you knew that the Upper Elk River TMDL is scheduled for hearing by the State Board at their meeting on February 22nd. So the public comment period closed a week or so ago. Alita Mangelsdorf and Lance Lee and Nate have been hard at work. There were only a handful of comment letters, but still relatively lengthy. And so we're in the process of responding to those comments. And whenever a regional board basin plan amendment goes to the state board, it's the regional board staff that present it to the state board. So Alita and Lance and Nate and I will, among others, perhaps, will be there February 22nd. That was all I wanted to update you on today.
Question?
So could you give us an update on the elk stewardship program and with Humboldt kind of backing away?
You know, I think it's a little too early to give an update right now. We're still in discussions with all the parties to figure out exactly what role the county will continue to play. So I'll have more to tell you in March, and then at the May board meeting when we're slated to do a comprehensive update on the TMDL, we'll have a much more complete story to tell then.
Can you share any insight in what the real reason for backing out is? That they just don't think it's going anywhere and they don't see it possibly going anywhere? Or what do you think is the real reason behind?
Well, the primary challenge has been the integration between the Elk River Recovery Assessment and the stewardship program, and some trying to reconcile the work products that will come out of recovery assessment and then be utilized by the stewardship work groups. Only one of the stewardship work groups is the sediment remediation work group that's taking the recommendations from recovery assessment and then developing a sediment remediation action plan. There are several other components of stewardship that really aren't related to recovery assessment, and so our hope is to to very much keep those moving forward, and those include the drinking water supply work group and the flooding and road infrastructure work group.
And I think one of the problems is the board put too much into that category in order to get done with deciding elk, and I think there's too much, it's too busy in there. There's also personality conflicts, but I would start breaking out what's working, keep that, and what isn't working, coming up with alternative plans.
Absolutely. That's
and I think we may have to talk to the big guy that was here earlier and just say, we got to have money, and we got to have money right away, because we do not want to be in a situation 5 years when we're talking about the studies we wanted done this time around. I mean, that's just would be an intolerable result. So,
yeah. Well, as you know,
and I think if you view it, we're correcting the fact we put too much in it. So we take some out, but we fund it, mm-hmm. get it going quite quickly. I think is a wise option that I would at least explore.
Great.
All right. Thank you, board member. Request for future agenda items.
That was what
Martini's I do want to request an update on the industrial general permit,
yep.
How it's going in our region, what kind of compliance we have, what do we know from water quality data effectiveness, and you and I could talk a little bit more if you want, Matt, down the road.
Great. And Mona Doherty actually was recommending the same thing. So
good.
We will absolutely make that happen this year.
Okay. Board member request for other items of interest. Non-interest.
So as I provided to you the projected list of agenda items for the next three board meetings, and at the next board meeting in March 8th, I will give a presentation on kind of our priority projects for 2017. And that really offers an opportunity to all of you to provide input to me and staff on what are your priorities and where would you like to see us going, both in terms of this calendar year and into the future. So I'm really looking forward to that discussion.
March meeting's in Fortuna, Matt?
March meeting has now been is in Fortuna, yes.
Okay. Great.
Have the roof fixed by then.
Oh my God, you have.
That's a long.
Medford's
well, I don't
nice
know whether,
this time of year.
I know at last time they had a state budget crisis, they wouldn't allow the renting of a private plane, but I don't know. I mean, you're in a real spot.
They've canceled TMC meetings because people can't get across. I guess I can go 36.
I'll take you right in for two.
No. That's how everyone's going now. They're going down to 36 and up. Either that or
21. We'll go up to Bedford. All right, as we figure out logistics.
Wag that gavel.
Wow.
We're just fighting it.
As we figure out logistics for March, let the record reflect that my first meeting was done by noon, and right when lunch shows up, we're adjourned.